Good Friday morning, beloved. this week is coming to an end. It has gone by so quickly. Today, we are in Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 through 7, where because King Ahaz has preferred to seek an alliance with Assyria rather than relying on God, Isaiah warned of an Assyrian attack and God's coming judgment against Judah. After a time of trouble is foretold, Isaiah speaks words of hope with the coming of a righteous king and his reign of justice and peace. And so, let's begin reading. Isaiah chapter 9, beginning at 2, verse 2. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been joy. Let's begin. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest grain or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this. And the key verse is found in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. You know, we have learned, especially in our Wednesday evening studies, that when God gives a prophecy, that there is normally an immediate manifestation of that prophecy, and then a delayed manifestation of that prophecy. And so here we see where God had warned Judah not to form an alliance with Assyria, not to do these things, to depend on God, and God would give them the victory, and they decided to ignore God, and of course that only brings judgment, that only brings defeat in battle. But even in the midst of that, it's not like our God says, well, I told you so, you blew it, now you're just going to have to deal with it forever. But that's not how our God is. Even though they have once again disobeyed him, he gives them a prophecy of what ultimately is going to happen, that there will be a ruler that is going to take a seat on David's throne and rule for eternity. And of course, we know that that is going to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God Almighty, your reign is eternal. You are our Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, and Prince of Peace. Trusting in your promises, I am filled with hope, and I praise your glorious name. Amen. Well, I hope to see all of you in church or join with us with Zoom or on Facebook this coming Sunday. I will be back again sharing God's Word on Monday morning with you. Monday will be in Isaiah chapter 12, where we'll be talking about a time of singing and praise that's envisioned. And so until that time, beloved, you keep looking up. Our salvation is drawing closer every day. And as long as we are holding close to Jesus, living for him, then we can be assured that at his coming, we will not be disappointed. Until then, God bless.